Flowers for Algernon, page 305. November the 10th. Mrs. Mooney called a strange doctor to see me.
11月10日, Mooney 太太请来了一位陌生医生来看我。
She was afraid I was going to die.
她担心我快要死了。
I told the doctor I wasn't so sick and that I only forget sometimes.
我告诉医生我病得不算重，只是有时候记性不太好。
He asked me, did I have any friends or relatives? And I say, no, I don't have any.
他问我有没有亲友，我说我一个都没有。
I told him I had a friend called Algernon once, but he was a mouse and we used to run races together.
我跟他说我曾经有个朋友叫做阿尔吉农，不过他是一只小白鼠，我们以前经常一起赛跑。
He looked at me kind of funny like he thought I was crazy.
他看着我的神情怪怪的，感觉我好像疯了。
He smiled when I told him I used to be a genius.
当我告诉他我曾经是个天才时，他笑了。
He talked to me like I was a baby and he winked at Mrs. Mooney.
他像哄小孩子一样和我说话，还朝 Mooney 太太使了个眼色。
I got mad because he was making fun of me and laughing, and I chased him out and locked the door.
我生气了，因为他在取笑我，我把他赶出去，锁上了房门。
I think I know why I've been having bad luck. Because I lost rabbit's foot and my horse shoe.
我想我明白自己为什么一直倒霉了，我弄丢了幸运兔脚和马蹄铁。
I got to get another rabbit's shoe fast.
我必须尽快再找到一个兔脚护身符。
November the 11th, Dr. Strauss came to the door today and Alice too, but I didn't let them come in.
11月11日,施特劳斯医生和 Alice 今天上门来了,但是我没有让他们进来。
I told them I didn't want anyone to see me. I want to be left alone.
我告诉他们我不想见任何人,我想一个人静一静。
Later, Mrs. Mooney came up with some food, and she told me they paid the rent and left money for her to buy food and anything I need.
后来 Mooney 太太端来了食物，她告诉我他们垫付了房租，还留下了钱，让她给我买食物和我需要的东西。
I told her I don't want to use their money anymore.
我告诉他们我不想再花他们的钱了。
She said, money is money, and someone has to pay, or I have to put you out.
她说钱总归是钱，总得有人付钱，不然我只能把你赶出去。
Then she said, why don't I get some job instead of just hanging around?
然后她就说，你为什么不找份工作，别整天无所事事游荡呢？
I don't know any work but the job I used to do at the bakery.
除了以前面包店的活，我不会别的工作。
I don't want to go back there because they all knew me when I was smart and maybe they'll laugh at me.
我不想回去那里，他们都见过我聪明的时候，说不定还会嘲笑我。
But I don't know what else to do to get money. And I want to pay for everything myself.
我不知道还有什么办法赚钱，我想要靠自己承担所有的开销。
I'm strong and I can work.If I can take care of myself, I'll go to Warren.
我身体有力气，我能干活。如果我养活不了自己，我就去 Warren 之家。
I won't take charity from anybody.
我不会接受任何人的施舍。
November the 15th. I was looking at some of my old progress reports and it's very strange, but I can't read what I wrote.
11月15日，我翻看以前的进展报告。怪事发生了，我看不懂自己从前写下的文字。
I can make out some of the words, but they don't make sense.
我能够辨认出几个单词，但语句完全无法理解。
I think I wrote them, but I don't remember so good.
我记得这些报告是我写的，但是记忆已经模糊。
I get tired very fast when I try to read some of the books I bought in the drugstore.
我试着读之前在杂货店买的书，很快就疲惫不堪了。
Except the ones with the pictures of the pretty girls.
除了那些印着漂亮女孩图片的刊物。
I like to look at them, but I have funny dreams about them. It's not nice.
我喜欢翻看图片，却会因此做奇怪的梦，这样不好。
I won't buy them anymore. 我不会再买了。I saw in one of those books they got magic powder that can make you strong and smart and do lots of things.
我在其中的一本书里面看到有一种神奇药粉，可以让人强壮、变聪明、拥有很多的能力。
I think maybe I'll send away and buy some for myself.
我或许可以邮购一些给自己。
November the 16th. Alice came to the door again, but I said, go away, I don't want to see you.
11月16日 ,Alice 又找上了门。我让她走开，我不想见她。
She cried, and I cried too, but I wouldn't let her in because I didn't want her to laugh at me.
她哭了，我也哭了。但我还是不想让她进门，我不希望她嘲笑我。
I told her I didn't like her anymore, and I didn't want to be smart anymore either.
我对他说我不再喜欢他，我也不想要变聪明了。
That's not true, but I still love her, and I still I want to be smart, but I have to say that so she would go away.
这并不是真心话，我依然爱着她，依旧渴望聪慧，但我只能这么说才能够让她离开。
Mrs. Mooney told me Alice brought some more money to look after me and for the rent.
穆尼太太告诉我 ,Alice 又送来钱用来照顾我支付房租。
I don't want that. I got to get a job.
我不想要这笔钱，我必须要找到一份工作。
Please, please, don't let me forget how to read and write.
求求你，求求你，别让我忘记怎么读，怎么写。
November the 18th. Mr. Donner was very nice when I came back and asked him for my old job at the bakery.
11月18日我回到面包店向唐纳先生请求复职，他态度很和善。
First, he was very suspicious, but I told him what happened to me, and then he looked very sad, and put his hand on my shoulder, and said, Charlie, you got guts.
一开始他满心疑虑，我向他讲述了我的遭遇，随后他神情哀伤，把手放在我的肩上说， Charlie, 你很有勇气。
Everybody looked at me when I came downstairs and started working in the toilet, sweeping it out like I used to do.
我下楼，像从前一样打扫卫生间的时候，所有人都盯着我看。
I said to myself, Charlie, if they make fun of you, don't get sore because you remember they're not so smart like you once that they were.
我心里默念 ,Charlie, 如果他们取笑你，别生气。你记得曾经有一段时间，他们远远不如你聪慧。
And besides, if they laugh at you, that you don't mean anything, because they liked you too.
况且就算他们嘲笑你也不代表什么，他们曾经是真心喜欢你的。
One of the new men who came to work there, after I went away, his name is Mayor Klaus, did a bad thing to me.
我离开之后，店里新来了一个工人，名叫 Mayor Klaus, 他欺负我。
He came up to me when I...was loading the sacks of flour, and he said, Hey, Charlie, I hear you're a very smart fella, a real quiz kid.
Say something intelligent. 我正在搬运面粉袋的时候，他走过来对我说， Hey, Charlie, 我听说你曾经是个聪明人，神童，说点有水平的话听听。
I felt bad, because I could tell by the way he said it, he was making fun of me.
我心里很难受，我听得出来他是在挖苦我。
So I kept on with my work, but then he came over and grabbed me by the arm real hard and shouted at me.
于是我继续干活，可是他走过来，用力拽住了我的胳膊，朝我大吼。
When I talk to you, boy, you better listen to me, or I could break your arm for you.
小子，我和你说话的时候，你给我最好认真听，不然我就掰断你的胳膊。
He twisted my arm so it hurt, and I got scared. He was going to break it like he said.
他用力扭着我的胳膊，疼得厉害。我害怕他真的像说的那样会弄断我的手臂。
And he was laughing and twisting it, and I didn't know what to do.
他一边扭我的胳膊，一边大笑，我不知所措。
I got so afraid I felt like I was gonna cry, but I didn't. And then I had to go to the bathroom, something awful.
巨大的恐惧席卷了我，我快要哭出来，紧接着我强烈的想要上厕所。
My stomach was all twisting inside like I was gonna burst open if I didn't go right away, because I couldn't hold it back.
我的肚子绞痛难忍，如果不立刻去卫生间，我就要控制不住了，我根本憋不住。
I told him, please let me go because I got to go to the toilet, but he was just laughing at me, and I didn't know what to do.
我求他放开我，我想去洗手间，可他只是不停地嘲笑我，我束手无策。
So I started crying, let me go, let me go, and then I made. I went in my pants and it smelled bad and I was crying.
我哭了出来，放开我，放开我。紧接着我失禁了。排泄物弄到了裤子上，气味难闻，我不停地哭泣。
He let go of me, and then made a sick face and he looked scared then.
他松开了手，露出了嫌弃的表情，同时他也慌了。
He said, for God's sake, I didn't mean anything, Charlie.
他说，天啊，Charlie，我没有恶意。
But then Joe Cobb came in and grabbed Klaus by the shirt and said, leave me alone, you lousy bastard, or I'll break your neck.
就在这个时候 ,Joe Cobb 冲了进来，一把揪住了 Klaus 的衣领，离他远点，混蛋，不然我扭断你的脖子。
Charlie is a good guy and nobody's got start up with him without answering for it.
Charlie 是个好人，谁要是找他麻烦，一定要付出代价。
I felt ashamed and I ran to the toilet to clean myself and change my clothes.
我满心羞耻，冲进卫生间清理更换衣物。
When I got back, Frank was there too, and Joe was telling him about it, and then Jim P came in, and then they told him about it, and he said, they get rid of Klaus.
我回去之后 ,Frank 也来了。Joe 和他讲述了整件事情,随后金皮也来了,大家商议要赶走 Klaus.
They were gonna tell Miss Donna to fire him.
他们打算让 Donna 先生呢去开除他。
I told them I didn't think he should be fired and I have to find another job because he had a wife and a kid.
我劝大家不要开除他，他还要重新去找工作，他还有妻子孩子要养活。
And besides, he said he was sorry for what he did to me.
况且他已经为自己的行为道歉了。
And I remember how sad I was when I had to get fired from the bakery and go away.
我还记得当初我被面包店辞退，被迫离开时有多难过。
I said Klaus should get a second chance because now he wouldn't do anything bad to me anymore.
我说呀，应该给 Klaus 一次机会，他以后不会再欺负我了。
Later, Jim P came over limping on his bad foot and he said, Charlie, if anyone bothers you or tries to take advantage of you, you call me, or Joe, or Frank, and we'll set him straight.
后来腿脚不便的金皮一瘸一拐走到我身边，他说 Charlie, 如果有人骚扰你想欺负你，你就喊我 Joe 或者是 Frank, 我们都会教训他的。
We'll want you to remember that you got friends here and don't you ever forget it.
你一定要记住，你在这里是拥有朋友的，千万别忘了。
I said thanks, Jim P, that makes me feel good.
我说谢谢你金皮，这番话让我心里暖暖的。It's good to have friends. 拥有朋友真好。